says, for the word of the cross is folly for those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Let me bring my NLT. The message of the cross is foolish. To those who are headed for destruction. But we who are being saved know it is the very power of God, as the scriptures say. I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and discard the intelligence of the intelligent. So where does this leave the philosophers, the scholars, and the world's brilliant debaters? God has made the wisdom of this world look foolish, since God in his wisdom saw it to it that the world would never know him through human wisdom. He has used our foolish preaching to save those who believe. Verse 22. It is foolish to the Jews who ask for signs from heaven, and it is foolish to the Greeks who seek human wisdom. So when we preach that Christ was crucified, the Jews are offended. The Gentiles say it's all nonsense. But to those called by God to salvation, both Jews and Gentiles, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. This foolish plan of God is wiser than the wisest of human plans. And God's weakness is stronger than the strongest of human strength. Remember, dear brothers and sisters, that few of you were wise in the world's eyes, or powerful or wealthy when God called you. Instead, God chose things the world consider foolish in order to shame those who think they are wise. And he chose things that are powerless to shame those who are powerful. God chose things despised by the world, things counted as nothing at all, and used them to bring to nothing what the world considers important. As a result, no one can boast in the presence of God. God has united you with Christ Jesus. For our benefit, God made him to be the wisdom itself. Christ made us right with God. He made us pure and holy. He freed us from sin. And therefore, as the scriptures say, if you want to boast, boast only about the Lord. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the cross. I mean, this is our meditation today. As we just coming out of a season of Easter, Passover, you dying on the cross, the remembrance of you paying the ultimate price, be the Passover lamb, the ultimate gift. It says the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are headed for destruction. But we who are being saved know it is the very power of God. Verse 26, remember, my dear brothers and sisters, that few of you were wise in the world's eyes, or powerful or wealthy when God called you. Instead, God choose things the world considers foolish in order to shame those who think they are wise. Oh, Father, we're not wise in our own eyes. Lord, I'm not wise in my own eyes. I need you, Lord. We don't know what's best. You do. Instead, God chooses things the world considers foolish in order to shame those who think they are wise. And He chooses things that are powerless to shame those who are powerful. 28. God chooses things despised by the world, things counted as nothing at all, and use them to bring to nothing what the world considers nothing. So then we have this result. No one can ever boast in the presence of God. No one. God has joined us with Christ Jesus. For our benefit, God made Him to be the wisdom itself. Hallelujah. Made us right with God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for making us right with God. Lord, we understand that the things of God is not a popular thing. The narrow road is not popular. It's not. The wisdom of God. Christ is the wisdom of God. So right now, Lord God, as we come to you and sit at your feet, Lord, we thank you for listening to our prayers. Thank you, Lord, that your grace is sufficient.
Sufficient for me. Grace is enough.
your grace is enough. If it wasn't for your grace,
I have myself here. To please you in all things. Lord, I pray.
I want to walk in a manner worthy of the calling you've given to me. I want to walk in a manner that's worthy of the gospel. Your amazing grace and power in me. Your amazing grace is perfectly free. Day by day, your grace and power in me to please you in all things, to walk in your ways. Completely forgiven, it's all by your grace, it's all by your grace, it's all by your grace, Lord, it's all by your grace. Thing I can do, it's all by your grace, 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 Lord, it's all by your grace. Father, it's all by grace. Oh, I know it's all by grace. Lord, it's all by your grace. Today, right now, we're thankful for your grace.
Day by day, your grace empowering me. Day by day, your grace, Lord, empowering me. Day by day, your grace empowering me. Jesus, day by day, your grace empowering me to please you in all things, to please you in all things, walk in your ways.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Your grace is enough. I want to walk. I want to live in a manner that's worthy of the calling you've given to me. Lord, I want to live in a manner that's worthy of the gospel.
Thank you.
Jesus, I fear you.
sanctuary. I invite you in. I make room for you. I make room for the consuming fire. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence, God. Presence is heaven to me. Thank you, Lord. Listening to us when we pray. Oh, we humble ourselves to you before you. We love you so much, Lord. We thank you for loving us. We thank you that your grace empowers us. Yeah. Thank you for giving us this great opportunity to just be with you. Finish with this verse from Titus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Titus 2:11. Grace of God has been revealed, bringing salvation to all people. The grace of God has been revealed. And we are instructed to turn from godless living and sinful pleasures. We should live in this evil world with wisdom, righteousness, devotion to God. While we look forward with hope to that wonderful day when the glory of our Lord, great God and Savior Jesus Christ will be revealed. He gave his life to free us from every kind of sin, to cleanse us, to make us his very own people, totally committed to doing good deeds. Oh, Father, thank you for your grace. Oh, this is so good. I love it. It says, in the ESV version, it says, for the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions. The grace of God appeared, revealed. That grace brings salvation to everyone who accepts it. That same grace trains us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions. And that same grace trained us to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. Wow. Lord, I pray that we would get a revelation of your grace. So many times people think God's grace is, yes, it's unmerited favor, but it's God's grace is also the power we have to live godly. Waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own passion, who are zealous for good works. Wow. That's Titus 2, verse 11, 12, and 13, and 14. It says, verse 15, declare these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one disregard you. So we declare these things, Lord. We declare that your grace empowers, your grace appeared to bring salvation, but also your grace trained us to renounce to worldly passions and to live a life self-controlled, to live an upright and a godly life in this corrupt generation. Father, we also want to take this time to pray for the Christians in Nigeria. There was this crazy attack on Christians this past weekend, Easter weekend. Lord, have mercy. I pray that you protect your saints. You would comfort the hearts of those families who's been affected by this just evil attack. Lord, we remember the persecuted Christians. That's why we ask, Lord, that you would continue to empower your church here in America. People who call by your name here, I pray that the remnant, you would continue to rise up a remnant that would do away with playing church, that would do away with compromising, but we would live like we just read in Titus, we would live godly lives. We would give ourselves to you wholeheartedly, who purifies us. We would be zealous for good work. Zealous for good work, wow. So yes, Lord, we pray for our brothers and sisters all over the world being persecuted for their faith. Remember them, strengthen them, send your angels to watch over them. Stretch out your hands, work miracles, cause them to be invisible, and let your word go forth. Let your kingdom come, Lord.